AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President-elect Donald Trump appears to be leaning toward nominating ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. Trump tells Fox News Sunday Tillerson has a great deal of international experience.
To me, a great advantage is he knows many of the players, and he knows them well. He does massive deals in Russia. He does massive deals for the company, not for himself, for the company.
AP's Julie Pace reports that the president-elect appears to be trying to fill his cabinet with people who have been successful outside of government.
I'm told that Trump really is intrigued by the idea of putting an international businessman at the State Department, and it fits into what we're seeing from his cabinet picks across the board. He really wants people who are stars in the military and in the business community. It's a totally different way of looking at a cabinet than we're used to, but Trump tends to do things differently.
30 police officers are among the 38 people known dead in a pair of bombings in Istanbul, Turkey. AP's Dominic Sogel reports.
Two blasts went off in Istanbul right after a football match. The first explosion, the authorities say, was caused by a vehicle bomb, and the second explosion was a suicide bomber.
Turkey's interior minister says 13 people have been arrested in what he calls a terrorist attack. While there has been no immediate claim of responsibility, three senior officials say suspicion is focused on Kurdish militants. A bomb during Sunday Mass in a chapel in the main Coptic Christian cathedral in Cairo has killed at least 25 people and wounded another 49. Most of the dead and wounded are women and children. Egyptian Christians, about 10% of the population, have been targets of such attacks, especially since the 2013 military ouster of Muslim Brotherhood-backed President Mohamed Morsi. This is AP Radio News. Soon-to-be Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer says Homeland Security officials should move faster to require rail and transit agencies across the nation to screen their employees using federal terrorism watch lists. The New York senator says it's been nearly 10 years since the September 11th commission urged federal authorities to check the immigration status of frontline rail employees and run them through the federal government's consolidated terrorist watch list. Louisville Cardinals sophomore quarterback Lamar Jackson says last night's Heisman Trophy ceremony was very emotional.
Man, I almost cried, man. You know, I never get emotional, but to have my name called and sitting next to great players, I'm overwhelmed right now.
Jackson accounted for 51 touchdowns this season, 31 of them through the air, another 21 on the ground. Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson placed second in the balloting. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.